This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The Austin City Council is ordering a sweeping probe of alleged racism and bigotry at the Austin Police Department, and it will include an audit of officers' social media accounts. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has been reporting on this. Hello, Audrey.
Hi, Nathan.
How did all of this get started?
This particular discussion really started about a month ago when it became public that an assistant chief with APD, Justin Newsom, had abruptly resigned because two anonymous complaints had been filed against him, alleging that he had used on a continual basis a racist term for Black people over many years. Included in one of those complaints was also an allegation that another assistant chief, Troy Gay, had sent his son to gay conversion therapy, which is a scientifically discredited method for converting people who are gay to being straight. And so that prompted a discussion and a reaction from some city council members about, well, if there are people in our highest ranks at APD that are exhibiting racism and homophobia, that we really should look into how widespread this is in the department.
What happened at the city council meeting Thursday night?
So city council members unanimously approved a far-reaching audit into various layers of the police department, again, looking for examples of alleged racism, homophobia, sexism. And so what they're going to look at is really it's a lot. It's training materials, recruitment materials. It is, as you mentioned, social media posts of officers. It is data regarding police interactions with the public, data regarding police shootings, use of force. Again, a very, very wide-reaching audit into the police department.
You mentioned it was a unanimous vote by the city council. What did city council members say last night?
Council member Natasha Harper Madison, who is the only Black council member on the Austin City Council, spearheaded this measure and spoke several times. And her point was basically that this is a hard conversation that Austin needs to have right now, and we can't wait. And that for many people of color in the city, they've experienced racism at the hands of Austin police. And many people shared their personal experiences last night, including the council member. And that for a lot of people, this is not a surprise that this happened, but that we have to do the work to figure out, again, how wide-reaching it is and if there's a root of the problem. Is it how we train officers? Is it the kind of officers we recruit?
Humans are fallible. We all mess it up sometimes. It just so happens that from a professional capacity, there are some folks for whom there is no margin of error. And so the goal of this resolution, and talking to my colleagues over the last couple weeks, talking to the many, many bold, brave officers who took the time to come and talk to me about their experiences, former cadets who came and talked to me about their experiences. And it is my hope that this is simply a start. It is also my hope that folks don't leave here tonight feeling debilitated by anger or frustration. It is my hope that you leave here tonight feeling inspired by the opportunity we have before us to take a system that's not working and make it right.
Another council member, Mayor Pro Tem Delia Garza, actually expressed losing faith in Austin Police Chief Brian Manley.
I have expressed my family's background in the past and my support for public safety. My sister's a police officer. She's married to a police officer. I have cousins. I have uncles. My father was a firefighter, and I was an Austin firefighter. I have tremendous respect for our public safety, but repeated incidences by our department have really shaken my faith in many ways, and in some ways I've lost a lot of faith. I was an early supporter of Chief Manley, and I have been incredibly disappointed.
So what the city council approved last night Is that separate from what the city manager, Spencer Kronk, has hired someone to do?
Yeah. So as I mentioned last month, it became public that two high-ranking officers had been accused of racism and homophobia within the police department. And so as a response to that, the Austin city manager, Spencer Kronk, hired an outside investigator, a lawyer who has worked in Bexar County, to conduct interviews and investigate who knew about racism and homophobia, who allowed it to continue, and really, I guess, who is to blame for allowing a culture like that to exist in APD.
So if there are two tracks here in terms of an investigation audit, when do we get to see what the findings
are? Any of
are?
This information? Yeah, that's a great question. So the investigation brought forward by the city manager, which again is just focused on two people, is expected to be presented to city council by the end of January. And then city council members had asked that their department-wide investigation not begin until we see the results of this two-person specific investigation, which again will come at the end of January. So everything we've just talked about of what city council has asked for, again, won't start until the end of January.
What does the Austin Police Union have to say about this?
Generally, they've been supportive of this. For a while now, they've been talking about how they feel that Austin Police Chief Brian Manley holds his highest ranking officers to different standards than the rank and file of police, more, you know, patrolmen and women. They're generally welcoming an investigation into the two high ranking officers I've mentioned. They have expressed some concern about a department-wide investigation, and their concern is that it would be harder to recruit new officers if they feel like they're under an additional level of scrutiny. And something that the president of the police union mentioned last night is that we have about 170 vacant positions within the police department. We live in a growing city. We haven't been able to keep with the number of police that the department feels we need to keep the city safe. And it's possible that this investigation could delay a cadet training class scheduled for next year.
Cutting into the cadet class eliminates another opportunity for men and women of diverse races, ethnicities, and sexual orientation, and those of lower economic resources from joining the Austin Police Department. Since the resolution requests an immediate focus on patterns of prejudiced behavior and institutionalized bigotry, I suggest it also includes a review of the people working at City Hall who set the policies, City Legal who interprets the policies and provides legal advice, and the Office of Police Oversight, who should have taken some actions when they're initially notified of the allegations. Don't penalize the employees who are calling out improper conduct. Do the outside investigation, do the review of the recruiting and police training, but focus your efforts on the real issues and and the real locations of the problems. Please don't sacrifice our police cadet class for political theater or platform agendas.
That was Austin Police Union President Ken Cassaday. Any response from Police Chief Brian Manley to all of this?
Not that I have received so far. I reached out to Manley last night and the police department as a whole to ask what their response was and have not received anything back.
KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reporting on the Austin City Council last night unanimously voting to order a sweeping probe of alleged racism and homophobia at the police department. You can read her story about this at KUT.org. Thank you, Audrey.
Thanks, Nathan.